So in January 1948, during the American occupation of Japan, in Tokyo, in Ikebukuro, which was quite a downtown area that had been bombed heavily, a bank was closing for business at the end of the day, and all the customers had gone. And a man, a Japanese man, walked into the bank with an armband on his overcoat that said he was from the occupation. He told the employees of the bank that within the area there had been an outbreak of dysentery and that they were possibly all infected, and so he needed to give them the antidote. The staff gathered 16 teacups. He poured out the antidote into 16 teacups. The staff drank it down without a second thought. And within minutes, 10 of them were dead. 2 of them died in hospital and 4 survived. To fast forward to the August, in the August, a man was arrested by the police. He was charged and convicted and sentenced to die for the crime. However, he lived out the entire span of his natural life on death row and holds something like a record for the man who's lived on death row the longest without being executed. This man was called Hirasawa. To this day, a campaign is ongoing in Tokyo to posthumously clear his name. So the case is well known in Japan. I came across it first when I arrived in Tokyo in a book called Shocking Crimes of Post-War Japan. But honestly, after 6 or 7 months in Japan, you can't really miss it. It does come up in the news quite often, particularly on the anniversary in January every year of the crime, because Hirasawa's adopted son continues to make these appeals to have his adopted father's name cleared. I was attracted, if that's the word, to the crime, because I felt this was a crime that was something more than just, you know, another voyeuristic crime novel. I felt that this was a way to look at what it was to be occupied. This crime could not have taken place without an occupier. The man went, I mean, first of all, the city itself was defeated and ruined. Disease was rife. A man goes into the bank. He, you know, as I said, has on the kind of uniform of the occupation. He has the authority of the occupation. People believe him and they take the medicine. It could not have happened at any other time in history except this time in Japan. I also felt that the way that, like, the crime itself took on a kind of very multiple kind of conspiratorial kind of air, and people believed it linked back to Japanese bacteriological warfare in China. People believed the Americans were colluded in the crime, or people believed the Soviets colluded in the crime. People believed Hirasawa was innocent. People believed Hirasawa was guilty. The crime and the conspiracies have a life of their own, and I felt that this again was a way to talk about or to discuss the way in which we as a society deal with crimes, with crime in fiction, with crime in the newspapers, with crime in the media, and above all else, this notion that crime is somehow entertainment. And what I was trying to write against, if you like, was the idea that crime is entertainment. And really, I thought this was a way to almost kind of construct an anti-crime novel.